All right, we're about set for second half action. Yakutat's going to start off with the ball, and it is in the hands of their senior point guard, Sierra Long. Sierra Lord. Sierra Lord gets the ball over in the corner to Danielle Goh. Back up to Lord. Across court. And her shot up, no good. I'm sorry, her shot is up and good. And it's 36 to nothing now. Yakutat up over Skagway. Whitehead has the ball, brings it up into the forecourt. Has it down low, gets a shot up, off glass, no good. Oh, that would have been the first bucket for Skagway of the game. And quickly, Yakutat pushes it up court, and it is out of bounds. A nice play by Madison Cox to tap the ball out of bounds. Instead of letting Yakutat have an easy layup, so good defense. But on the inbounds play, and this is something that Yakutat has shown time and time again, an easy bucket for Yakutat on the inbounds play. Skagway's got to figure out how to stop that quick interior pass. Another shot opportunity up by Yakutat on a Skagway turnover, and it is going to result in a foul. Sierra Lord is... No, Yakutat is actually has turned the ball back over to Skagway. Jensen has the ball now for Skagway. She dribbles up into the forecourt, takes a shot from 10 feet, off the rim twice and no good. Ball is going to be out of bounds, and that's going to be off of Skagway. Yakutat ball with 7 minutes and 2 seconds here to go in the third quarter. It is 38-0 from Sitka, Alaska in the Southeast Regionals, Division 4A. Yakutat now called for a traveling violation, and I'm not sure who traveled. Was it Go? Must have been Go that went without the dribble. Skagway basketball now moving from left to right. Skagway is. And Haley Jensen has the ball. Just crossed over the half-court line. Gets it into the high post to Al Weber. Al Weber looking for a cutter. Nothing happening. Gets it over to the left side to Cox. Cox takes a couple of dribbles and is fouled by Lord. Be the first foul on Sierra Lord. Not a whole lot of foul trouble yet for either team. Al Weber to inbound the ball, gets it in low quickly to Whitehead, stripped of the ball, however she is, by Janie Johnson. Janie Johnson traveled with the ball and turned it back over to Skagway. Nice. Skagway's going to have another opportunity underneath the Yakutat basket. Quick inbounds pass and a quick shot by Cox. Draws nothing. Whitehead fights for the rebound, but it goes off of her and out of bounds. Back over to Yakutat. The Eagles will now attack with Lord up at the top of the key. She gets it over on the left-hand side to Newland. Newland's cross-court pass over to Goh. Goh dribbles into the lane, passes it back out top to Lord. Back over to Newland, and another cross-court pass gets it back into the hands of Goh. Go dribbles up into the lane, gets it over to Long. Long shot, no good. A little long, actually. And Yakutat's going to kind of set things back up again. Lord has the ball up at the top of the key, gets it over on the left to Newland. Newland wants to drive down low. Instead, gets it over to Long. Long up at the top, gets it over on the side to Lord. Lord gets it to Go. Go takes a couple of dribbles, passes up a shot, gets it over to Lord. Lord's shot, no good. Rebound by Kara Whitehead. And on the outlet pass, Kara Whitehead is fouled. It is Skagway basketball, 38-0, 5:45 left to go here in the third period. And Whitehead set to inbound the ball for Skagway. Substitution into the game now for Yakutat, Sonora Bell. The eighth grader, the 5'6 eighth grader, checks into the game. Haley Jensen now in the forecourt picks up her dribble and just has the ball taken out of her hands by Sarah Newland, who takes the length of the court and lays it up and in. And that's just a hard-nosed play by the Yakutat guard. Stripped it right out of Jensen's hands after Jensen picked up her dribble. Now Jensen gets it over on the left-hand side to Mocha Larman. Mocha Larman gets the ball stripped out of her hands by Danielle Goh. Goh goes the length of the court, misses her layup. Three Skagway players fight for the rebound, and Whitehead's the one that comes up with it. Whitehead tries to dribble against four Yakutat defenders, turns the ball back over to Yakutat. Yakutat now wants to attack. It is Janie Johnson bringing it up the forecourt. She's up at the top of the key. She's got a wide-open three-point shot. Why not take it? Misses it. Rebound comes down onto the ground, and Whitehead picks it up. Whitehead kind of getting all over the court. We like her feisty play here in Sitka. Now, Skagway gets the ball over the half-court line, and Cox gets the ball stolen away from her, but it goes out of bounds off of Yakutat. Will remain Skagway basketball. Now Weber to inbound the ball for Skagway on the sideline. Gets it into Jensen. Jensen dribbles down toward the baseline. She is guarded. Tries to get it into the interior and throws the ball away. Length of the court goes go. Lays it up and in for two more for go. It is 42-0 with under 4.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Coach Jess Calise from Skagway wants to get a timeout. Calls one. Needs to set her girls down and get everybody on the same page. You know, it just looks like Yakutat is got longer arms, stronger, and a little bit more athletic on the court right now than the Skagway team. Skagway has to get something going just to kind of get a little bit of momentum to go into the second game. I'm not saying that they're not going to win this game, but I'm saying that's a long shot at this point. So, you know, they're going to have to get something going to play tomorrow. And, you know, they're going to play tomorrow one way or another. If they end up winning, if they come from behind in a miracle win, that would be amazing. They'll play at 3:15. If things continue as they've been going, it'll be an 11:45 tip-off. Against the loser of the Hoona and Angoon game, which is going to be here in this gym following the boys Angoon versus Kaufman Cove game. And you can tune into these games on the web if you want at skagwayschools.org. It's not going to work to match up the radio broadcast with that web feed, but I think you can do the khns.org web feed with a radio with the video web feed from skagwayschool.org. I believe so. Don't quote me on it if I'm wrong. But only if I'm wrong, don't quote me. Skagway has the ball, and Selmer has it, trying to dribble drive on the baseline, is fouled. And it is not a shooting situation, only three team fouls on Yakutat. So Al Weber to inbound the ball, gets it into Weber, or gets it into, yes! Yes! The first bucket of the game for Skagway. Weber inbounds it to Selmer, and Selmer's 12-foot jumper goes in off the baseline, and the crowd goes crazy for Skagway. We love it. Skagway finally on the board. Is that going to be something that's going to start the floodgates? Open the floodgates anyway, and lead to more Skagway buckets? We sure hope so. Yakutat has the ball now, and Skagway's in that 2-3 zone again. Yakutat with a beautiful, nifty little cross-court pass over to Johnson on the right side. Her 12-footer goes up and in, and that's good. 44-2 the score now, Jane. Jensen now gets it over to Cox. Cox wants to work it up into the middle of the court, gets it stripped by Go. Absolutely stripped. Faith Johnson has the ball now. She tries to pass it up to Go, and ball's on the floor, and there's Selmer diving for the ball. And instead of getting it to one of her players, there were three Skagway players and one Yakutat player. She threw it to the Yakutat player, not realizing the different colored uniform, and Yakutat has another layup opportunity. So 46-2 now the score, and a quick shot by Cox misses and falls out of bounds, and we're going to have a tip ball situation. So they say that one was blocked, and it is going to be Skagway basketball. Kara Whitehead to check into the game for Al Weber. And Skagway going to inbound the ball underneath the Yakutat basket. One ball fake by Whitehead, and then the pass was deflected, but it came down into the hands of Jensen. Her shot no good, but they came down with the rebound. Skagway did, got it back out to Selmer. Her jump shot no good, and now Yakutat wants to run. Go has the ball up into the forecourt. Quickly feeds it down low to Jensen. Jensen gets it over to Bell, and Bell wants to set things back up. Has the ball over on the right-hand side to Go. Go takes a couple of dribbles. Nice little nifty little move into the interior. One hand off glass off the right-hand side. And in for another bucket for Yakutat. 48-2 the score. Jensen for Skagway now has it up at the three-point line. Gets it over on the left-hand side to Cox. Cox has it stripped right out of her hands. by Go. I'm sorry, that was Bell. Bell gets it up to Go. Go lays it up and in and is fouled on the play. So she's going to go to the line shooting the and one. Fouled by Maddie Cox. Danielle goes free throw attempt up off a whole bunch of rim. No good. Rebound fought for between Whitehead and Jasmine Long, and that's going to be a jump ball situation, which allows Skagway to make a substitution. Cox is going to come out. Larman's going to come in. Selmer's going to go out too, but that's only going to leave four players on the court for Skagway, so Selmer's not sure what she's doing, but she's back in the game. And a quick shot up and good by Sonora Bell from 18 feet. And Skagway, confused on defense by that substitution, not in position to put a hand up in the face of the shooter. Quickly, Skagway comes up, and Jensen shot from 22, no good, and it just falls out of bounds. It did not hit the rim. 52-2 the score. 1:48 here to go in the third quarter. Skagway down to the number two team in the Southeast region, Yakutat, with all sorts of hopes and dreams of going to state. Yakutat got. They work the ball nicely around the perimeter, get an open 15-foot jump shot for Long. It does not go, and Whitehead comes out of the pack with the ball. She's dribbling it up on the right-hand side. She wants to go length of the court. She does. She lays it up and in. Beautiful hustle play by Kara Whitehead, and she's the first one back down the court on defense. Outstanding hustle by Whitehead, and a nice bucket for Skagway. A quick jump shot up and by Sonora Bell. It goes off the back of the rim, way up into the air, and back down through the hoop for another 3 points for Yakutat. Skagway quickly gets it into the lane. Selmer drives in, throws up a shot, and it was contested. It went out of bounds, and we'll see what the call is on the floor. We got a foul called on the floor. Looks like Whitehead came down with that shot, tried to put up a shot of her own, and then was fouled as she was trying to put the shot back up. So Whitehead will go to the line, shooting two, 55-4 the score. Skagway down 51 points here early in this tournament, late in the third quarter. Whitehead's first shot up and good, so 55-5. The score. Under a minute to go here in the quarter. Whitehead, a few low dribbles, several low dribbles. The difference between a few and several. That one, her second shot up off the front end of the rim and no good. Yakutat quickly comes into the forecourt. And Skagway's zone seems fairly ineffective against this Yakutat attack. They just work the ball as wherever they want to on the court. That shot up and no good by Lord, and rebound comes down to Skagway. Jensen has it in traffic. She's working it onto the right-hand side. She's wide open for an 18-footer, throws it up, no good. Rebound comes down on the far side to Newland on the weak side. Nice weak side rebound by Newland. Newland gets it over to Shea Jensen. Jensen works it over to Lord on the right-hand side. Lord's got knee braces on both knees out there, but she's unaffected. In fact, it looks like all of the girls from Yakutat have these knee braces. Keep those knees fresh, you know. Yakutat works a little inside-outside game. Oh, beautiful. Get it into the low post. Get it back out to the three-point line, top of the key for the last-second three-point bomb. And beautifully executed by Yakutat. Absolutely gorgeous shot by Shea Jensen. And Skagway is now down 58-5.